This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is radio by us, for us. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Live across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au. And, of course, on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest-running flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program. It is an ever-changing mix of local and national news, current affairs and commentary, all framed within a queer perspective. I'm Macca. Good morning. It's Saturday, the 18th of August. On behalf of Saturday Magazine, I acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we meet, and I pay my respects to elders past, present and future. I'd also like to pay my respects and honour the diverse elders from our LGBTIQ communities. Now, it's been an interesting week, so I just want to tag a couple of things. We did reach out to Josh Frydenberg's office to come and talk to us about the National Energy Guarantee.
I think he's got bigger fish to fry, Macca.
No one home there? Hello? No one? Josh? Hello, Josh? Anyway, too busy. Couldn't talk to us. We also reached out to Matthew Guy's office. They made what I think was a really important announcement during the week, that if elected in November, they will remove the protection that currently exists for statements made, discussions in the confessional around child sex abuse. Now, I think this is a really significant thing. The government, the state government, is still considering its position. Its view is there should be a national approach. I agree with that. There's nothing to stop them actually making it Victorian law in the interim. And for those of you who think this is really a small issue, there was a priest in Queensland, and this came out in the Royal Commission, who made a number of confessions over his career as a child sex abuser in the confessional about what he'd done. Do you know how many times he did it?
How many?
1,500.
Jeez.
So.
Sickening. Sorry. Yeah. It's just sickening.
So, I think it's a significant thing. Unfortunately, didn't get back to us. No one was available. Bit disappointed, guys. Come on. You know, you can do better than this. There's more to do on Saturday mornings and sell Lamingtons.
And, Macca, while we're speaking about the week's, you know, topical issues, what's your take on this leadership rumbling that's occurring in Canberra?
Well,
I have
reached out in Canberra.
Your sources shall remain nameless, I presume.
Well, there's three. So everyone can assume who they think it is.
Yeah, I think we can guess that.
And
Does one live in Victoria, for example?
They may well
Does one live in the other side of the country?
I don't know. I'm going to keep the sanctity of my own confessional. And all three of them have said, one, they're not aware of a challenge. Two, they haven't been sounded out as to where their support would lie. And two of them said, well, if we made Peter Dutton leader, we'd really do want to lose the next election.
Well, not only lose, just get kicked out of oblivion, don't you think?
Yeah, well, you know, was it Orson Welles that said never underestimate the taste of the public?
Potato Heads is more unpopular than any other politician in living memory.
Call him Potato Head. Imagine if you were a potato. Tass.
I think I might have a potato head shaped as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Actually, you're more like butternut pumpkin.
As I shove a strepsil down my throat.
I know. So yes, there's no indication from them.
One of our listeners has already worked it out. Got one right.
Well, yeah, one of them right. The other one,
I don't think you would have approached the other one.
No, you're right.
Thank you, 317. You're 50% right.
Yeah, but he hasn't guessed the other one. There's actually three, and he's only got one of them right.
They only need to work it out. It would be remiss of us also not to acknowledge the death of Aretha Franklin, who is one of the probably most important soul singers, in our lifetime, really. I have spent the last couple of hours sort of listening to some of her music, and it's been a real journey, I think.
You know, a lot of people understood this, that, you know, Aretha was a trailblazer and a campaigner. A lot of people didn't realise, perhaps, that her music was about a campaign and it was about what's right. She had a unique ability to mix incredible words, delivered with such passion and such beautiful music, that, you know, there was a not-so-hidden message in her music. But, yeah, a very sad day for her and her family and for Detroit, the home of Motown. An extraordinary city, and we know that a lot of the people in Detroit will be feeling this quite particularly. Here's another suggestion. No, that person's Labor, 317.
And Macca, somebody did point out during the week that the day that Elvis Presley died was also the 18th of August, as did...
He died in the Dunny,
didn't
he?
I don't know where he died.
I think he died in the Dunny.
I know where I was. I was on a high school trip in Canberra, of all places. And,
geez, is it that long ago?
Yeah, it was that long ago. Bitch.
Now, there's a couple of other things. The 6th of August, 2017, was the day that Dean Smith released the draft of his same-sex marriage bill. So that's a year and a couple of weeks. So just think back when he released that bill. Then there was a little bit of static. Senator James Patterson released a bill that he then wanted to immediately amend.
And he pulled it.
And pulled it and the bill. I think we need to reflect back the journey we've had in that time. And again, Dean Smith, his bill. Dean is actually joining me in the studio on the 15th of September because Tass is... Where are you, Tass?
I'll be in Italy, actually.
You're cavorting around the continent.
I will be in Italy.
La Dolce Vita, you know.
I think on the 15th I will probably be in Milan.
Okay. What a tough gig. With the Treasurer?
With the Treasurer and the girls.
Okay. Have you set a daily allowance? How much you're allowed to spend a day?
Nah.
No?
That's why we've sent him to work.
Yeah. And coming up in October, Michael Abeed leaves SBS and he'll join Telstra. One of the strongest advocates for our community in the business world. Alan Joyce, Mike Abeed, Paul Zara, look, you know, Catherine Forster, the list goes on, but Mike and SBS have been an incredible support to this station, particularly around Mardi Gras. So I just want to place on record my thanks and the station's thanks to Mike. We will talk to him before he steps down, but again, you know, I think he was there 7 years. An incredible career.
Certainly was.
SBS is much better, much stronger, much more diverse, much more relevant.
And a great friend to our community and this particular radio station.
Yeah. So thank you for that.
And Macca, while we're at it, we have some further comments from 317. I can say yes to your second last comment. And
correction from Mike Abeed. It's 7.5 years.
7.5 years. He's listening in.
I didn't realise you were listening, Mike. Thank you again. And that message made me realise my phone wasn't on silent. What was this message?
317 has a question to put to you, to put to Dean Smith when he's in the studio, and that is, why did he shake the hand of Fraser Anning?
I don't know.
I've removed the expletives, as you can see.
Yeah. Look, I will ask Dean. Anthony Eden shook hands with Adolf Hitler.
There you go.
So I'm not drawing that as a parallel, but...
In the context of a maiden speech?
No, but look...
It's a bit different.
Dean
perhaps.
Is a very courteous and respectful man. I'm sure Dean will have had words or discussions with Fraser Anning. I get the point of the question, 317.
It's a good question. I think we will talk more about that later.
If you're listening, Viceland is the best television in Australia. Another mark you've left in the sand, Mike. Thank you. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Remember, this is radio by us, for us.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.